When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, your go-to for business know-how, every day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn why pay less when you can pay more. No, I did not screw that up. It's actually a popular quote by Dan Kennedy, the late Dan Kennedy, who was a master copywriter and marketing professional. He had this concept that he taught his students, why pay less when you can pay more? Now, we're going to discuss this statement and how it applies to your business and how it applies to you as a consumer when you're looking to buy things for your business or for your professional development. We're going to focus first on the business, then you personally. But as a prelude, there is a cost to free. There is a cost to low cost. There are trade-offs with everything, and there is a price to pay with every choice. This concept, why pay less when you can pay more, flips the script and forces you to think about, why do things cost more? What perception that has on other people, especially your customers? I'm going to give real-world examples to explain, as well as how to apply these concepts in your business and life. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Recently, I was doing a lot of research on moving our site off WordPress to have a better, faster experience for our visitors at webinarninja.com. There were two contenders I was looking at. I was looking at Webflow, and I was looking at a program called Oxygen that is built upon WordPress. It was sort of like an option B, like a second option to avoid moving away from WordPress. Now, Oxygen was very impressive website, very impressive page speeds, and looked like a good contender, a good alternative than moving the site off WordPress and into Webflow. Webflow is super fast, it's got a bit of a learning curve, so it would be more work for me to have the company migrate to Webflow. But the deciding factor was actually when I went to the pricing page at Oxygen. Their pricing is one time, so you pay once, and you get the license for the rest of your life. You get support for the rest of your life. And it's a pretty low cost for something that's going to power your website, something that's going to help you build your business presence online. Webflow, on the other hand, is an ongoing monthly cost. So as a business owner, I actually have chosen to pay more. I've chosen to pay with Webflow. And the deciding factor is actually because Oxygen wasn't charging enough. You might be thinking, hold up, Omar, what are you talking about? Are you telling me that you chose Webflow because they're more expensive? Yes, that's exactly why I chose Webflow. Why? It doesn't make business sense to me that I'm going to rely on a company with my business website where I make all the business's money that supports, you know, the salaries of everybody who is in the company, for something that I'm going to get charged once, and then for the rest of my life, I'm going to get supported and updates and everything like that. That doesn't make any sense. You need to keep on charging me so I can continue to get value, so I can continue to get great service. That stuff costs money. For me, that was a red flag. For me, it was like, I want to pay more so I can get more. I don't want to pay one time and not get great service. It's impossible to get great service without a reoccurring cost, without having to pay for great service so your company can provide it. My trust shifted to Webflow, where I'm going to pay every month. It's not a whole lot of money. It's not a tremendous amount of money, but at least I know I'm paying every month and I'm going to get something in return because I'm paying every month. It's a sustainable model. This is a classic example and a real practical example of why pay less when you can pay more. Like I mentioned at the top of the episode, Dan Kennedy, marketer and copywriter, kind of coined this phrase. And as a business owner, it's something you really should deeply think about, not only in the choices you make to buy things for your company or buy things as a consumer, but also when crafting your offer and your prices for your business. Spoiler alert, we are going to be testing some new prices at Webinar Ninja very soon. It won't affect current customers, they're going to get grandfathered in, but new customers will be offered new prices when they hit the website. I sat with a lot of pricing experts to discuss our new pricing pages. One of them was Patrick Campbell, the SaaS expert when it comes to pricing. He's the founder of ProfitWell. And as a business owner himself, he always recommends a high tier on your pricing page to show credibility, to show that, hey, you're going to be around for a while. You need to make money as a business to stick around. If your prices are too low, it's a red flag. People are investing in your product and your services. They want to know you're going to be around for a while. So if your prices don't make sense or lower or somewhat lower, doesn't have to be much lower than the competition, it doesn't really inspire confidence. This is a classic case of why pay less when you can pay more. There's only three ways to really make money in business, and that's lower your expenses, increase your prices, or increase your volume. And for many of us, lowering your expenses is a hard thing to do because you have running costs, and they actually only get higher as you grow. How do you combat that? Well, you have to increase prices, and you have to increase the volume of the number of sales you make. And increasing prices is not always going to be a bad thing. It's actually going to be a good thing for a lot of people in terms of how they perceive the value of your company and your services. Many of us don't understand this concept of why somebody would pay more money for something, but there are plenty of people around the world that look for the most expensive thing to buy it, because price equals value. Price equals quality to them. And by the way, this is nothing to, and by the way, you don't have to have a huge net worth to have this mentality. I grew up very middle class. I would probably say a big portion of my childhood, I was lower middle class. But my father would never buy anything on sale because you think it's cheap. He thinks that it can't be good. These are the leftovers that nobody wants. Why would I buy something on sale? That kind of mentality is a reflection of their values, where they value quality over price, where they look at if something's nice before they look at the price tag. If they like it, they find a way to pay for it, not the other way around. Can I pay for it? Then I like it. This is applicable for any kind of business, physical goods, products like software, or even courses. Think about it. If you're selling an online course and it's going to take them, let's say, 3 months to complete the course, this is equivalent to maybe a semester in college, 3-4 months. How much would you pay for a semester of a class in college, in a university? Something like maybe $1,000, maybe $1,500, maybe $2,000. Are you charging that much for your online course that has a money-back guarantee, that gives them templates, that gives them guidance, that gives them a community that they can do from anywhere from the comfort of their home? You take a course at a university or a community college, there's no guarantees, there's no refunds, there's no real outcome, really. The type of people you will attract with that kind of price will be different. Somebody who's going to be happy to drop $2,000 for an online course, that's a high-value customer that's willing to pay for good value, that can recognize good value, that's going to do something with that product, that's going to get you results that you can show off to other future students. So even though Dan Kennedy's quote is why pay less when you can pay more, I want you to modify a bit for your business. Why charge less when you can charge more? Most of us are not a charity organization. Most of us need to make a profit. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with making money. There's nothing wrong with doing that. The benefit of making more money for your business is that you get to grow. You get to give more value to your customers. You're able to improve. You're able to hire more people and grow your team and expand. By the way, hiring people is a very good thing. It's a very philanthropic thing to do. You're allowing people an opportunity to learn, to grow, and to also contribute to their families. So make more money so you can be able to do those good things. Why charge less when you can charge more? eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential and then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. The lesson I want to convey to you is that there is a whole cost to free. When you say free or low cost, you're going to get a low cost customer, somebody who is not really willing to invest, who doesn't see the value. When you say free, people are not going to value what you offer for free and not take it seriously. This is a generality, as I'm saying, but it's quite common. I was just listening to an interview with Ramit Sethi, New York Times bestselling author and personal finance master. And Ramit got an email from somebody who reads his blog, has been reading his blog for years, and said, even though I haven't applied anything you said or have taught, thank you so much for all the great value. Ramit was like, you know, thanks for the email, but you haven't applied anything. And he believes one of the big reasons is because it was free. He didn't value it. He didn't apply anything because there was no stake in the game. There was no skin in the game. In the interview, he also mentions this whole Dan Kennedy concept, why pay less when you can pay more. It reminds me of a story from Tony Robbins. He heard about Jim Rohn, who was his mentor before he even started his whole career. He was a janitor in high school. And he knew somebody who was organizing this event for Jim Rohn. He said, hey, can I get a ticket to this event? This looks amazing. It's going to change my life. And he said, yeah, sure. It costs X amount of dollars. And Tony said, that's like 2 weeks of my salary. You want me to pay? You can't get me a ticket for free? He says, yeah, I need you to pay because you won't take it seriously if you don't. So Tony scrapped his 2 weeks of salary, went to the seminar, and his life has never been the same. Why pay less when you can pay more? Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you love what you hear, leave us an iTunes rating and review. Also, special announcement, I'm giving a live class on how to build your own automated webinar system so you can get automated leads and sales for your business. I'm going to give all the key steps so you can run with it. If you want to register for this live class, spots are limited. Go to webinarninja.com/class. Again, that's webinarninja.com/class. Make sure you register right now. It's on October 23rd. I'll be there personally teaching this class. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Business is so much about perception. It's all about what people think of your business, what they perceive the value is. And you could be really valuable. You could be a great product, but because people perceive that your product is not that valuable, whether it's your pricing, whether it's your design, whether it's your presentation, whether it's your copy, perception is reality to buyers. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode, Q&A Wednesday. I'll see you then. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.